Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I have one of my very favorite homeschool moms on with me today. You guys know her. Her name is Dorinda Wilson. And Dorinda is a mom to eight, but she also is a boy mom. Well, you've got girls too, right, Dorinda?
I do.
Not just boys. You've got five boys. So five of your eight are boys. So you happen to know a thing or two about raising boys and homeschooling boys.
A little bit. Yeah. Most of them are grown now. So I've kind of got a little more hindsight, which is very helpful.
Yes. Well, we're excited to talk with you about that because I have girls and I don't just have daughters, but I actually have only girls in my family. I have five nieces, two daughters and a sister. There is not a single boy other than the husbands, of course, but there are no boys. And so I don't even know what it's like to have a brother. And so I am excited to have you on to talk about all things a boy and all things homeschooling with boys. Thanks for being back with us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about boys because I love my boys. They're awesome. They've taught me so much. And so I'm looking forward to sharing.
Yeah, I know you do love your boys and your boys love you. That's an exciting thing.
They do.
Yeah, you have a good relationship with them. And so you can speak from experience and authority. Okay, so it's saying, where does dad come into all this? And I think when she posted that, she was talking about boundaries.
Oh, definitely. Since I was the one who was with our sons most of the day, you know, sometimes, you know, obviously I needed to set boundaries with them in our relationship. Mm-hmm. If that was consistently being overrun, then I would talk to my husband about it. And sometimes he would talk to them. Sometimes he would, you know, bring in reinforcements for consequences. But a lot of times he was just really great springboard for ideas so that I could have more than one thing ready at all times in order to help keep those boundaries. But he was very good at stepping in and sitting down and talking because the boys they respected their dad. Mm-hmm. So they would listen to him, you know, because sometimes especially as they get more into the teen years, it's a little bit tougher to, they tend to gravitate more towards the male role model, which is healthy. That is so good. So if you're getting some pushback,
well, they don't want to be a mama's boy.
It's nothing personal.
Right.
It isn't. They're doing exactly what God meant for them to do, but you have to help them with that transition.
Yeah.
And this is where I would say, okay, I'm happy to work with you. And if you would rather talk to your dad about this, that's fine. But your response to me still needs to be respectful. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll try to ask more questions and assume the best in you instead of the worst.
Yes.
Not jump to conclusions and really try. This is another important thing I just said this a minute ago. It's so important. Don't take this stuff personally. There's so many things that are going on in their bodies as they're turning into teenagers. You know, if women, we know hormones can be brutal, right? It's brutal for them too in other ways. And so we need to give them that grace that they need.
Yeah.
I hope that answered the question.
Yeah. Yes. Good stuff. Tiffany asked, what are natural consequences and how do you decide them? And I know you talked about that.
Yeah, I did.
So
a lot of times it's physical stuff, you know, but natural consequences would be something that fits the crime. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, I had one who kept sneaking into my Costco bag of chocolate chips, right? I'd buy this big old honking bag of chips thinking it was going to last me a month. Before I knew it, they were gone. And I knew exactly who was getting into them. But of course, he never got caught and he tended to deny it. And so I would just keep warning him. Well, finally, it finally all came out. And I realized, okay, it's been him all along. I wasn't entirely sure. But when I did find that out, that night at dinner time, You guys are going to think I'm a really mean mom, but I can tell you he's a great kid now. I served him a plate of chocolate chips at dinner time. And I essentially said, if you love these so much that you're willing to steal them out of the pantry, you are welcome to eat this entire pile for dinner. And he didn't get regular dinner. All he got was the chocolate chips.
Did he eat them?
So, no. And he did not keep getting into them after that. So it's having that punishment that fits the crime. So try to do it so that it's related to that. Now, that kid particularly loved sweets. Know your kid's currency. Mm. Know what it is. So I could, you know, if he'd just been a real pain, and he could be a real pain. In fact, hilarious. I'll tell you a hilarious story in just a minute. But he could be a real pain consistently. And sometimes I would just be so done with him. And I would just say, okay, I've warned you enough times. So you are losing dessert for, you know, sugar for 3 days or 4 days. And then I would be sure that I made the most scrumptious dessert for dinner. That, again, it sounds mean, but he was that kind of kid that if you didn't hit him between the eyeballs, he wouldn't get it. So this is the same kid who, you know, the words just seemed to bounce off of him. He struggled a little bit with, I think, some attention deficit things. But, you know, we got through it. He's a hard worker. He's apprenticing as a plumber right now. He's one of their best employees. They're saying he's going to move up really fast. But the other day he was at our house and he looked at me and he's actually having to learn now to focus more.
Yeah.
And he's recognized it on the job. So sometimes that thing they need to learn, they're not going to learn it till they're an adult in a situation where they're motivated. Well, he's motivated now. So he comes over and he's like, yeah, my focus is getting so much better, Mom. I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And I realize this is what I need to do. I said, that is awesome. And he looks at me and he goes, I feel so sorry for you. And I said, why? He said, all those years, Mom, I wasn't listening to you.
Oh, gosh.
I was just howling. It was hysterical.
That's awesome.
So eventually it registers.
Yes. Maybe not in the moment, but.
Maybe not in the moment. Maybe not even 10
years later.
But we keep working at it.
That is so funny. I love that story.
Hi there, this is Kevin Sorbo.
And this is Sam Sorbo, his better half.
Yes, of course. I want you to join us Thursday evening, April 23rd at 5:30 Pacific. That would be 8:30 Eastern for a live and interactive date night where we, Sam and I, will be sharing the secret to an amazing joy-filled marriage.
And we'll be answering questions. So be sure to show up and log in and all that stuff. We're going to discuss how to keep your hearts focused on God's divine plan for marriage and how you can discover success in your relationship that you might never have imagined. All it takes is a little faith.
That's all it takes. So sign up for this event at homegrowngeneration.com/date. That's homegrowngeneration.com/date.
/date. We look forward to seeing you there. So join us.
Bye.
Give me a smooch. Mm.
Here's another one. Tiffany asks, at what age do these lessons really start being implemented? I can see some of these traits in my four-year-old. Independent likes to teach me energetic, push boundaries, but don't know how to approach it at age four.
I would say at age four, the boundaries are the boundaries. You can't go into a lengthy explanation like you could not too lengthy, obviously, even at 13, but at four, especially, you just need to know mommy is in charge.
Yes.
And, you know, that it's just important for them to understand that right now, because here's the thing, God has ordered, has put order to the family.
Yeah.
So that the parents, the husband is covering his family. We're under our husbands, and it's a beautiful thing because it's an equal partnership, just different. But then underneath that are the children, right? So God tells the husband and wife how to treat each other, but he gives instruction to us about how to parent, but then he also gives instruction to the children. Mm-hmm. And I have told my children, your job is hard, but simple. Your only job, the thing that God has called you to, is to honor and obey your parents.
That's right.
That's what you're doing right now. You are in training. I used to explain it to the boys like it was military training, because that always resonated with them. They like that, you know, that manly stuff. And I would say it's basically like training. You're training for battle. I mean, when you get into life, life is a battle, right? So you're training right now. And part of that training is learning to honor and obey your parents. So at 4 years old, that's really all he needs to know. That honoring and obeying his parents honors and obeys God, and God is going to bless it. It's going to go well with him. And if they don't do it, I would remind my children, it will not go well with you.
That's right. That's so, right.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And someone posted underneath that, she mentioned Wise Words for Moms and Don't Make Me Count to Three by Ginger, who's a very good friend of mine and Dorinda's. Yeah, she's written a couple of really good books. So she's got Wise Words for Moms, Don't Make Me Count to Three. And then her newest one is called I Can't Believe You Just Said That, which is another fantastic. And those are all parenting books. And those are really... I would say geared more towards the younger ages of kids. And so, so for a four-year-old, Tiffany, for sure, if you don't have those books, I would highly recommend them. And as a matter of fact, for the Homegrown Generation Family Expo, you can still go back. If you're registered for that event, you can go back and watch Ginger's entire session on reaching the heart of your child. And she talks about so much of that stuff during her session. So you
and
have access
gives
to that.
So much scripture. It's great.
She
it's
does
great.
Scripture and very practical wisdom on how to
implement it,
how to implement all of that stuff. It's so, so good. So good.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton, daughter of the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Do you love this show? Then stop listening. That's right. Pause the show right now and go leave a review on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Let others know how much you love it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Did you do it? Great. Now back to the show.
How much responsibility did you give your boys in helping with younger siblings? That's a great one.
Well, I think it really depends on your family. You may have, if your oldest kids are boys, you're probably going to need to have them help more often. There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I did have our boys help with their siblings, especially boy to boy. That seemed to work really well. You know, where I would have maybe the oldest boy entertain the toddler for a while, play with him, and which, you know, he actually loved, play with him for 20 to 30 minutes while I work with this kid over here when it comes to schoolwork. But absolutely, it's so important. This is how they turn into good dads.
Yeah.
So I look at our boys now, and their peer counterparts know nothing about children. And these boys will scoop up anything from a newborn to a toddler and play with them and talk with them like a dad. They know what they're doing because they've had that kind of exposure. This is the beauty of homeschooling. Our kids get to learn this well-rounded view of family. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. And that's what we're doing when we pull them in to help with their siblings. Plus, it gives them something to conquer. It gives them something to overcome. It gives them something to feel responsible for. All those things we talked about earlier in the talk.
Yep. Good stuff. Okay, here's another one. She says, my son is 13 next month, really struggling with not liking school. I'm struggling with how much and what to give him.
You need to have a conversation with him. He is old enough for you to have that respectful conversation that I mentioned earlier, in a relaxed setting, not when he's upset about his schoolwork. Wait until you're maybe taking it. Well, you can't all go out for coffee right now, but you can make something and go in the backyard and sit in a chair or in a quiet room and just really let him know how much you care about him, how much you want to work with him. Ask him if there's something he wants to learn about that he isn't learning. Yeah. I mean, if there's an interest that he has, because some of his basic skills like writing could come through that interest, you know? So be willing to work and compromise and think outside the box. Ask him for his ideas.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to a subject that he's struggling with, what would you like to do? How would you like to learn that topic instead? You know, so that I would give my boys the opportunity in, you know, middle school, high school, when they had to, you know, meet a science credit or whatever, I would say, okay, how do you want to learn this? There's a lot of different ways we can go about this. Do you want to take a class? Do you want to take an online class? Do you want to do this hands-on curriculum? Do you want to do a textbook? Do you want to do something audio, visual? What would be your preference? And usually by then they know what they would prefer. And they can really give you a lot of insight into tackling how to approach their schoolwork.
Yeah. Dorinda, can you actually really quickly tell the story about Jake and going to the bookstore and him wanting you to buy him the book on coding? Because this is a perfect story for
it
this
is
question.
A great example. Yeah. It is a great example. He was around 12 years old and he did not like reading. I did assign some reading to him every day because that's what a good homeschooling mom does, right? But I was walking that fine line of not wanting him to completely hate it.
Yeah.
So I said, you just got to do the minimal. If you'll just do that, let's compromise. He said, okay, I'll do that. So he would read the minimum and he would write a summary. And that was it on language arts for him because he despised it. He loved math, didn't like that. So anyway, we would take our kids to a bookstore regularly, let them all pick out a book, all eight of them. And everybody would come. They would be so excited about their book, except for Jake. He would come and he would say, I didn't really find anything I was interested in. I'm like, really? We're in Barnes and Noble. Who can't find some book in here somewhere that you're interested in? But he didn't. So he said, okay. And we'd move on. Finally, one day he came to me and he said, will you buy me this book? And he was super excited. I was like, yes. So he hands me this book and it says C++. And I'm thinking, I said, what is this? He said, it's a book on coding. And I'm thinking to myself, who in their right mind would ever want to read a book like this? I mean, like if I want to sleep well, right, that would be the book I would read. But I didn't say any of that. Very, very important.
Very wise.
There. I did not say anything, but my homeschool mom wheels were turning and I'm thinking, how can I use this to my advantage? And I said, okay, I will buy you the book, but you have to promise me one thing. He said, what's that? I said, you have to read it from cover to cover. And he said, I will. And he did. And he read another one and another one and another one. And I heard recently he's reread a bunch of those books. So fast forward 4 years later, he starts college and he gets his computer science degree. He's a software engineer and very successful. And so, yeah, that's his story. And it was crazy. But when he was ready, when his interest was piqued, all of a sudden he was reading and writing through that interest. And even then we limped along when it came to language arts until he started college. And, you know, I was kind of sweating bullets when I came to college. And he passed his entrance exam with flying colors. I don't really know how, but, and I asked him how, and he said, Mom, you taught us how to speak well. You know, I am a grammar Nazi. It's true. But also you had us write summaries and really essentially that's all I needed for the entrance exam. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is great, you know? But then he did his first quarter and he wrote his first paper and I looked at it and I was shocked. I could not believe, but the guy was motivated.
Yep.
He knew what he wanted to do. He had a goal in mind and he was going to overcome any and every obstacle to get there. And that's exactly what he did.
Right. It was what God had made him for.
Yep. He had something to conquer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so when he had something to conquer, he had a reason to write well.
Yes, I love that. Such a great story. I love that story. We're about out of time, but I want to ask one more question. And I don't know why I just feel this question just pressing on my heart. I don't know if maybe there's someone who's watching this who wants to ask this question and they won't ask it because this is a public video. But I'll ask it because it's not something I've dealt with. I have girls and praise the Lord, I've not had to deal with this. I want to ask the question about pornography because we're talking to moms of boys and dealing with boys. And I know that in our age today, our society, where, you know, every kid has a cell phone in their hands or access to a cell phone or access to the internet or access to just about everything. You know, it wasn't like that when we were kids. When we were kids, if you wanted to access pornography, you had to have, you know, a dirty uncle or something like that.
Right.
I mean, it just wasn't, it wasn't a thing.
It was a lot harder.
It was a lot harder. And kids today, they have access to this stuff. How can you encourage moms of boys to protect their boys from digging into that? How do they protect them?
Well, you know, it would be really awesome if I could just tell you do A, B, C, and D, and you'll be free and clear. I can't do that because so much of it is about the heart, and it's about a diligence as a parent paying attention. Mm-hmm. But there are things you can put in place. I feel like absolute protection in the very beginning, because a lot of our kids do their stuff on their computer, mm-hmm. so we can do things like Covenant Eyes. There's different programs out there to help, a lot more out there than there were when we first started having computers. There was nothing. And we've dealt with this in our family. In fact, I have a podcast on it where I talk with one of our sons about it. And it's super encouraging. So if you get a chance to go listen to it, I would encourage you to go listen to it, because I really dive deeply into mm-hmm. that topic and share our story. But definitely protection in the early years. And then if you're seeing a trustworthiness, I say we let loose a little bit at a time and with some good accountability, but we've got to, it would be better for them to make those mistakes in our home mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. while under our roof and while we still have a lot of influence on their lives and ability to speak into their lives and a lot of accountability. I think it's really important not to freak out about this, but to definitely be diligent. It's just a really fine line. I prayed a lot. I asked God to give me wisdom and show me. And I'm telling you, stuff would come out that I don't think I ever would have known about had not God not like awakened me in the middle of the night, or, you know, He's faithful. But yes, it's definitely a concern. It's definitely something to pay attention to. But I do encourage you to go listen to that podcast, because I think it's a beautiful story. It's a story of redemption. It's a story of there's helpful tips there. I think the most beautiful part of it is just God's redemption in all of it. Yeah. And the fact that I was able to keep relationship. Mm-hmm. We were able to keep relationship with our son through all of it.
Yeah.
And one of the most important factors he points out is that we didn't overreact when we found out. He felt like he could be honest with us because he knew that we wouldn't, because we hadn't before. We hadn't overreacted in other scenarios and under other situations. He trusted. There was a trust there.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. Open communication and trust with your boys.
Yeah. And what a relief for him to have been able to just come to you and be honest about mm-hmm. it. And if I remember correctly, he actually came to you and said, "Mom, I want to do a podcast about this and share my story of what God has done." And that's amazing.
And I really had to pray about that, because he was so, he was enthusiastic because he felt like it would help a lot of other boys. Mm-hmm. It turns out he was absolutely right. I can't tell you how many people have messaged me and just said after they listened to this with their boys, because you can listen to it with your boys.
Yeah.
It didn't, maybe some of it, for some of them, it happened right away. For others, it took a little bit of time, but eventually they came to their parents and said, I don't want this anymore. They thought about it, it ruminated. And so, but my hesitation was, you understand, family, friends, everybody you know, mm-hmm. anybody you know can listen to this. Are you okay with that? I want to make sure that you are okay with that. And he said he felt like for himself, if he wasn't okay with it, it was more about pride than it was about wanting to basically reveal the glory of God and the nature of God and his ability to redeem things, to take what Satan means for evil and to use it for good.
That's awesome. Which says so much about his relationship with the Lord and his character as a godly young man. So I think that just gives so much hope to these parents. Someone's asking for the link to that podcast. What would the link be to that? How would they find that?
Well, it'd be on dorendawilson.com, and then you can go down to the search bar and you just put in pornography and it'll come up. Okay. We can also share the link in the comments afterwards. Do the comments stay there?
They will stay for a little bit, but But yes,
we can pop that in as soon as we get off.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We'll try to pop that in right away. But thank you for sharing that. I really felt like I needed to ask that question.
Because that is a very, very good question. And I know it is on the hearts and minds. And the thing is, it's a huge problem. It's as much of a problem in the church as it is in the world, which is very, very sad. It's something that can be easily hidden, but so destructive in relationships and marriages. And so we want to come against that.
Sure.
And the way we come against that is we shed light on it and we allow God's redemptive work to happen.
That's right. And it is such a problem because people don't feel like they can be honest about it with their parents or with their pastor, or with their friends. And and so it's, you know, it becomes a shameful thing that nobody ever wants to talk about. And it, I mean, it can cause so much spiritual destruction and destruction in families. So thank you for sharing that. We will put the link to that. If there are no more questions, we are done. We're actually out of time, so we need to be done. But Dorinda, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for just taking the time to encourage me. I don't even have boys, and it's been so encouraging to me because a lot of what you talk about really does relate to having children in general. And
yes,
so, Garrett put the link up there. Thank you, babe.
Thanks, Garrett. That's great.
So there's the link to that. But thank you, Dorinda. You are just a breath of fresh air and such an encouragement
to these moms. I love encouraging parents, and I especially just have a really soft spot in my heart for moms of boys because you're going against the tide, but I'm telling you, it is so worth it. Do it the way God is leading you to do it, and don't worry about what other people think because God's going to use those men that you are raising.
Yes, yes. And go out and raise godly men so that our daughters have godly men to marry.
Amen.
Yeah. And you guys, thank you for joining us today. Again, if you are not registered for the Homegrown Generation Family Expo, if you're watching this on Facebook Live and you're just watching it for free, we did an entire week of this with amazing speakers. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. We of course had Dorinda and Ginger Hubbard and Heidi St. John and Kurt Cameron, Sam Sorbo, Karen DeBuse, Abby Rinella. The list goes on and on. We had over 20, how many speakers did we have? Over 30 speakers actually. And now we're doing a new session every week. Most of them are going to be free. However, we do have a few premium sessions coming up that are just for those who are registered for the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. It's only $20 to register, and you have access to watch any of the sessions anytime you want. As a matter of fact, you can even get the audio downloadable, so you can just download the audio and just listen to it if you would rather do that instead of watch it. So thank you, Dorinda. I love you, friend. You are a blessing. Thank you guys for joining us today. Have a fantastic rest of your week. Bye.